This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department said 9 people were killed in a mass shooting in the city of Monterey Park, California, late on Saturday. The department said the suspect was male, but it was not clear if he was still at large. The shooting took place after 10 p.m. around the location of a Chinese Lunar New Year celebration held in Monterey Park, according to U.S. media reports.
Very surprising, shocking to hear that something like this went on in not only a small city, but my city. Like, you never think it would happen to your town.
Tens of thousands of people had attended the Lunar New Year festival earlier in the day. People across China rang in the Lunar New Year on Sunday with large family gatherings and crowds visiting temples after the government lifted its strict zero COVID policy, marking the biggest festive celebration since the pandemic began 3 years ago. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The Lunar New Year is the most important annual holiday in China. Each year is named after one of the 12 signs of the Chinese zodiac in a repeating cycle, with this year being the year of the rabbit. For the past 3 years, celebrations were muted in the shadow of the pandemic. With the easing of most COVID-19 restrictions, many people could finally make their first trip back to their hometowns to reunite with their families without worrying about the hassles of quarantine, potential lockdowns, and suspension of travel. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz on Sunday said that French-German cooperation was key to Europe's future during a visit to France to mark 60 years of post-war friendship between the two countries. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The U.S. Department of Justice found more classified documents in a new search of President Joe Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware on Friday. Reuters correspondent Diane Tu reports.
A lawyer for Biden disclosed the fact in a statement on Saturday night, saying 6 items were found, including documents with classification markings. In a search that lasted more than 12 hours, Department of Justice investigators also collected some notes that Biden had handwritten as vice president, according to the lawyer Bob Bauer. He said the president had offered the authorities, quote, access to his home to allow DOJ to conduct a search of the entire premises for potential vice presidential records and potential classified material.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tu. New Zealand's ruling Labour Party on Sunday selected Chris Hipkins to replace Jacinda Ardern as its leader and the 41st Prime Minister of the country. Hipkins, a 44-year-old, was the only nomination for the job, and his confirmation in a party meeting on Sunday, known as the Labour Caucus, was largely a formality.
This is the biggest privilege and the biggest responsibility of my life. I am energized and excited by the challenge that lies ahead.
His appointment to the top job followed the surprise resignation on Thursday by Ardern. Sweden's prime minister has condemned as, quote, deeply disrespectful the weekend burning of a Quran in Stockholm, which has raised tensions with Turkey as the Nordic country courts over its NATO bid. A far-right politician set fire to a copy of the Muslim holy book on Saturday in front of Turkey's embassy in the Swedish capital. Furious that it had been permitted by Swedish police to carry out the protest, Turkey canceled a visit by Sweden's defense minister and summoned Stockholm's ambassador. Pope Francis's visit to the Democratic Republic of Congo will remind the world not to ignore decades-long conflicts that have beset the mineral-rich nation and wrecked the lives of millions, the Vatican's envoy to Kinshasa said. Francis is expected to visit Congo from January 31st to February 3rd, the first visit of a pope since 1985. Major preparations have been underway in the vast country, home to the largest Roman Catholic community in Africa. The Vatican said the mineral-rich Central African nation has 45 million Catholics. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.